Mike McCoy, welcoming you to the Time of Truth.
Getting out of order, but it'll still be in order. I'm going to read you something. This was what God gave me as praying this morning. I'm just going to share. I was going to expound on a bunch of scripture, but I don't need to do that. It's already been done. This is the book before the Revelation, when you get the letter to the seven churches, and it's going to, and those seven churches are going to detail. It's going to detail the church age. You're going to see each one of those ages in those seven churches. And I'm satisfied. There's a little of each one of those churches through every dispensation of time. Well, in the dispensation of grace, you'll see a little of all those churches. But I think we are in, you Bible people know this. People come on holiday night, Sunday night. You look here, you want to be here, you wouldn't be here. And we are in the Laodicea age. There's no doubt about that. But the thing about it was, in the first church in Ephesus, good church, great church, Ephesus, a good church. He said, here's the problem, well, you've left your first love. It's easy to do that. And then Jude's telling us to stay in love with God. He said, keep yourselves in the love of God. In other words, stay in love with Him. That's who's here tonight. Not that the others aren't, but I'm telling you, you could have grilled hamburgers this evening and done something. You come out here and got a bite of steak. John said he could. You know, tell him what you said. Tell him. Well, that blessed me. Bless God, I'm telling you what. That blessed me. Praise God, the lights are on. We're open for business. Glory to God. Isn't that good? Here's what Jude said about those, though. He's bragging on these. He's talking about being preserved in Christ. Then he starts talking about the apostates that's going to be in the latter times, and they're going to try to draw people out. And people are falling for foolish things every day. But here's what he says in this, when he's closed this, he said, but ye beloved, building up yourselves your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. That's how we pray. Now, because the Spirit knows what we have need of before we even ask. Sometimes I don't know what to ask for. He just asks for me. You ever been praying and get done and think, why didn't I ask for that? Because the Holy Ghost didn't let you ask for it. That's why. You already have what you need to ask for. He's asking for us, praying in the Holy Ghost. Here's what he said about us. He said, stay in love with God. I saw he's covered that. And he said, and of some have compassion, making a difference. Brother Newt put it pretty poetically in Sunday school this morning when he's talking about Brother Branch teaching that class. And he said, just love them. That's what you do. You love them. You know what? You know where he got that idea from? Jesus. That's what Jesus did. He just loved us. God commendeth His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He just loved us. Amen. That's what He did. They was mean to Him. He loved them. They wanted to kill Him. He loved them. They didn't want to do anything with Him. He loved them. You know what? Jude here's the brother of James, the brother of Jesus. You know what they've done with James? Historically, you learn this. They tossed him off the pinnacle of the temple, and it didn't kill him. They called him camel knees because James, this guy's brother, he prayed so much he had calluses built up on his knees. They called him camel knees. And they said, historically, they said this, when they found out that they tried to stone him, and the stones wasn't killing him, so a guy took a fuller's board that they beat laundry with and walked up and smashed him in the head and killed him. But then they brought a box, tried to put old James in it. That's Jude's brother, and Jude knows what he's talking about here. They tried to put him in the box, but his legs was bent from praying so bad. They had to break his legs, is what history says. They had to break his legs to put the lid on the box. And they wept. And Jude says, and of some have compassion, making a difference. You know what the devil tells you, Brother Gary Lewis? Said you can't make a difference. That's what the devil says. You're not making. You're not. You're going. Why'd you go over there on Sunday night? You can't make a difference. Jude said, "Hey, you got compassion. Having compassion, you can make a difference." You know what? To this preacher, it made a difference to me that you're here tonight. It brightened my, I've seen Gary come walking in, brighten my day. I said, "Lord, look here, I had no idea he's going to be over here tonight." Made a difference. He didn't have to come. He stayed home. It made a difference. I seen Brother Burl walk in, see him sitting in that chair back there. I was up here playing the bass. Seen Brother Burl sitting in that chair. That made a difference. Look here, Brother Burl's made it out here tonight. After being what he's been through. He's had all this trouble now. He's in church tonight. Praise God. That made a difference. Y'all's prayer request tonight made a difference. That made a difference. Lewis, you blessed me tonight. I'm telling you, it convicted me because I thought I'm not running a lap for the Lord. And my son's saved. That made a difference. Difference makers, you're difference makers. I'm telling you, the devil tells you you can't make a difference. You made a difference by being here tonight. You don't have to sing a song. You don't have to testify. You just come and sit in your place, and it makes a difference. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, I know this is referring to pulling some back in that's got out. That's what this is reference to. You read the old writers and see what they say. And that's what it is, difference makers. We desire to make that difference. I pray fervently and often. It was daily, but I'll have to confess, it hasn't been daily of late, but it was for a long time. It was every day. Lord, make me but Barnabas. I want to be an encourager to the brethren. A lot of the other guys seen a bunch of folks saved. I'm not saying, we saw one saved this morning. That little boy came to the back door, told me this today before he left here. He said, "Hey, preacher, I got saved up there today." Say just a little more. That's when you get them, praise God. Hey, get them while they're little. Get them late lifers. Blanton Thomas said, "I had 1.5 saved today." 1.5? Yeah, I got one young kid and an old man about 60 years old. Huh? Yeah, he's half gone. Now, he's still saved, but he's half his life over. He ain't going to be able to do what he could have done because he waited too long to get saved. Hey, that's what it is. Having desire, though. But I desire to be an encourager to the brethren. I'll encourage the brethren. But it'll be more than desire. Listen, here's what it takes, some determination along with that desire, and you're never going to see it through. You'll never see it through. You desire. Well, listen, we can desire a lot of things. I desire to be a difference maker. I think everyone here tonight, I think you could qualify just by simply being here tonight. You're a difference maker. But it's not only desire and determination, but it's what you've done tonight. It's demonstration. It's what you do. Not just what you want to do. Not what you made up your mind you're going to do. You determine. You desire, have a desire, you're determined you're going to do it. But it's a demonstration that makes it happen. That's manifestation of the Spirit of God working in us. We are working that as the body. That part's working. Whether you do the ear, the mouth, the eye, the brain, whatever part, little toe, working. I read this years ago. Preachers used this for years, but I'm going to share it with you, and we're going to pray or sing or testify, whatever you want to do. I'm like Dennis. I don't care. The boy said that the preacher was walking down the seashore and it was low tide. He left a bunch of starfish on the beach. And he's walking by, picking them up, and tossed them back in the water. He met some sarcastic young man come walking the beach. He said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm saving the starfish." He said, "There's thousands of them. You can't save them all." So then it's not going to make a difference. He picked one up and tossed it in the water and said, "Made a difference to that one." It made a difference to that one. Today, the church, what you've done here today in the singing, the coming, the Sunday school, the children's church, I think Sister Jan said she might have tutored that young boy at one time in his life. Who knows? You may have sown that seed there. He may have heard it. Pat said, but when I told her who he was, she said, "He's been in Vacation Bible School." I'm pretty sure he's at Vacation Bible School. And so said, "Oh, yeah, she remembered him. I didn't remember. I'll confess, I didn't remember it." But Mary, what she said, yeah. So maybe the seed was sown there. I don't know. Maybe finally today God poured a little water on it and gave the increase. But what do you know? But I know this. He got up on his own. Nobody said a word to him. He just got up on his own. Come knelt down there and folded his hands just like this. Isn't that good? That's good. God's still doing what he said he'd do. Don't you listen to the devil. In these last days, I tell you what you are. You are and can be, and some need to be, difference makers. With compassion. That's how, see that? Don't lose that. It's that love thing. We've been on that here this morning. And then it's in that love thing. And if some have compassion, making a difference. Thank you for making a difference. It's good to be associated with difference makers. Some folk don't want to make a difference today. You know what? They won't. Some do. And you know what? I found that a lot that do don't think they do, but they do. They do. Heard the story of this woman was up in years, early to middle 80s. So that's not old. That's old. If you've lived that long, it's just how it is. You're a long way past what grace said we could have. And she was still teaching the Sunday school. She was doing her work. She was faithful to church. And she got down to just a few kids. And she said, I'm going to quit. And she told the class that I'm going to quit. One little boy come to her crying. Put his arm around her and said, oh, don't you quit. Said, you are the best Sunday school teacher I've ever had. Don't you quit. If you quit, I ain't coming to Sunday school. She said, Lord, I'm old and tired and wore out and don't think I'm going to do anything, but I can't quit. I got a boy that says I'm the best Sunday school teacher he ever had. Making a difference. Difference makers. Come on. Round this song. You might want to testify or shout or sing or come and pray. I don't know. You can do whatever you want to do because it's your service. And it has been a sweet place to be. All them watching this on Facebook's thinking, boy, I wish I'd have been there tonight. You should have been here. Oh, yeah. Let's stand up and sing tonight. Let God bless you. Father, we love you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for helping us tonight, Lord. Oh, God, thank you tonight.
Pastor Mike McCoy, thanking you for joining us at the Time of Truth.